Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Yesterday, I started out by telling you a story about my high school reunion and the challenges and the drama that I stirred up as a result of a post that I put on, or several posts that I put on Facebook. I wanted to look at another area of that situation, and one of them was this idea of resisting the urge to react to anger. So when somebody fires something at you or says something derogatory to you, the initial response is to want to say something back, and that's your anger response. And so in the case of people starting to accuse me of things, my first initial response was to fire back. And I was going to write some sarcastic responses. I already had a thought in my mind of what I was going to say. And I was going to write those in response to the criticisms that I got. But what I did was I said, you know what, I'm going to wait. And I just went back to my day and my normal responsibilities and delayed it until later that day. And at that point, my anger had subsided. I'd moved on with other things, and that was it. But would it have felt better in the moment to respond to the negativity? Absolutely. Right? I could have gotten it off my chest and blown off some steam. That would have been fine. But what that delay did is it provided me the time to contemplate my action. And in the end, I chose logic over emotion. I took the high road. Here's what I've learned in life. Initial reactions that are driven through anger rarely lead to favorable outcomes. So if you have the restraint to just hold back when you find yourself in that situation, hold back and delay and just digest it and be with it for a while. Don't focus on it. Just move on with the rest of your day and then come back and revisit it and see what's there. And very often that anger will have fallen away, or at least some of it. And now your mind's a little bit clearer. You're not working from emotion, you're working from logic, and that's what we're talking about. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe. You can get there on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving toward your desired goals. And I just ask you for the opportunity to be that person. Commit to joining each day, and commit to staying on the path towards getting you where you want to go. You have that opportunity to direct your life. Exercise that opportunity. So before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to continue down the path of really taking a deep dive into the situation that I set forth on Monday. And tomorrow I want to talk about the idea of not being consumed by drama. But for today, I want you to really exercise resistance. The next time something sparks your anger, instead of responding immediately, see if you can delay that response. Calm down and then make a logical decision instead of an emotional one. If you want to take a deeper dive on any of this, go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.